This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. North Bay Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey lost no time spelling out her own position on health care reform at the opening of a live discussion of the issue on KRCB last night.
Health care reform without a robust public option is not going to be something we can call health care reform.
One key reason, she added, is the greater cost saving it represents.
Public option costs way less because it provides the competition to the private health carriers so that they will have to take another look at what they charge.
As the co-chair of the Progressive Democratic Caucus in the House of Representatives, Woolsey says all 80-plus members are determined to stand firm on that position.
Our Progressive Caucus would have voted practically 100% for a single payer. So we knew that compromising for a robust public plan was our line in the sand.
They will need to stand together, Woolsey said, when Congress reconvenes after Labor Day and must reconcile three differing versions of health care reform into a single bill.
The House has to merge the three bills that have passed out of the committees with jurisdiction over health care. I'm on one of those committees, Education and Labor. And then Ways and Means has a bill, and it's very much like our Ed and Labor bill. And then Energy and Commerce has a bill, and it truly weakens public options. All three of those bills are going to have to be merged somehow or another. Then we will be voting on the House floor for the House bill.
The final House bill will then need to be merged with whatever eventually is passed by the Senate, which has moved more slowly with their deliberations. One likely point of debate in the House will be a provision added by Ohio Democrat Dennis Kucinich.
In the Education and Labor bill, Dennis Kucinich offered an amendment that allows states that want a single payer to be able to waive the ERISA regulations and have single payer. And it passed in the Education and Labor. And if it doesn't stay in, it's not in the other two bills, we are going to insist on an amendment.
Despite such key points of difference, Woolsey said the three reform bills agree on some important changes that need to be made in our current health system.
One, there will be no pre-existing conditions. Two, your health carrier cannot drop you if you get sick. And three, if you leave your job, lose your job, or your employer stops having a benefit plan, you get to choose whatever plan is out there that you want that's available.
It was clear from the outset the political support for a full-scale single-payer health system simply wasn't there, Woolsey says, but she's hopeful that the public option will be a stepping stone to get there over time.
If the public option is cheaper and provides as much or more than the private plans, why wouldn't people opt into it? And that will set the stage for Medicare for All or a universal health care plan.
In addition to her live appearance here on KRCB last night, Representative Woolsey has scheduled a face-to-face town hall meeting in Petaluma on Monday, beginning at 6 p.m. in the Petaluma Veterans Hall. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.